NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is speaking out following a shooting that left a New York City police officer dead and another wounded. At a press conference Friday night, he said it was not an attack on three brave officers. It was an attack on the city of New York, and he called on those in Washington to step up.
We need Washington to join us and act now.
Yes.
To stop the flow of guns in New York City. And cities like New York.
Police were responding to a domestic dispute call at an apartment in Harlem. President Biden is thanking the nation's mayors for helping to get the sweeping infrastructure bill through Congress. Jim Forbes has more.
Biden spoke at a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors and said the measure is starting to make a big difference across the U.S.
And in just 2 months, we've already seen this law start to make a real difference, creating better jobs, transforming our communities in tangible ways.
He signed the infrastructure bill late last year. Biden said it will upgrade ailing highways, bridges, rails, and water systems while expanding high-speed internet access. I'm Jim Forbes.
A Texas federal judge is issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's federal COVID vaccine mandate. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled Friday that Biden was abusing his authority by requiring federal workers to get the shot. The judge criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval. The Pentagon says what Russia is calling exercises on their western border is concerning. Press Secretary John Kirby said Russia has a significant force posture on their border with Ukraine that's continuing to increase. While the U.S. would like to see de-escalation by Russia pulling away from the border, Kirby says the activity is spread out over their borders and not coordinating in a large-scale exercise. Carnival Cruise Line is using Verifly, an app-based verification system for COVID-19 vaccines and negative tests for their passengers. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.